Tafnim Beizim and Aleph. The Gemara brings the story Amalei Rav Safra, the Rabbi Abba. Safra asked the question to Rabbi. He says, "Goin Anan, like us, the Adinim Bekiva the Yarcha. We know when Meshkedesh will be. The Yishuv Lo Yavidna. In a Yishuv where people live, I'm not going to do Malacha. Neshinim Achleikis, because there's going to be a problem Achleikis. B'midbar Mai. What's the din B'midbar? So he told him, the Yishuv Asa B'midbar Mutter. And Kan the Gemara, that it's Aser B'yishuv and it's Mutter B'midbar. Taisa says that B'yishuv, it's even Aser B'tzinah. Even though we have a din that if it's only B'nei Machlekes, B'tzinah will be Mutter, but not by Malacha. Malacha is not Chayach B'tzinah. That's what Taisa says. That's how we paskin. Now, what's the case here? The Gemara really is very, very B'kitzer about what's the case. What happened with Rav Safra that he knew B'kivud the Yarcha, but he still couldn't do Malacha? Rashi says B'yontif Sheni, because there the night Isser, and B'midbar is a Shaila. What was the case? So Taisa says, not the pshat that he knew B'soy the Ibur, what does it mean Soy the Ibur? L'chaya means he understood the calculations of when it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. Not, because even if you know B'soy the Ibur, you still have to keep 2 days. But the Torah says he came from a place where the Shluchai Bezdin reached. So Mele, he didn't have to keep 2 days because he's in a place where the Shluchai Bezdin reached, like Eretz Yisrael. And he's going to a place where there's no Shluchai Bezdin. So Mele, he doesn't have to keep 2 days because he's from a place which doesn't keep 2 days. As I state in Tesis. So Marsha says, I don't understand. But if the place he's going to doesn't have Shluchim getting there, so, how does he know when Rosh Chodesh is? How would he know? If he's still in his place where the Shluchim are reaching him, so everybody knows when Rosh Chodesh is, not just me. Everyone knows. And only keep 1 day. Elamai, he went to a place where that place the Shluchim don't reach. So how does he know when Rosh Chodesh is? Bishleima today, everyone knows when Rosh Chodesh is. Because we have a calendar, we have a set calendar. There's no Bezdin, there's no Eidim. People don't tell you when they saw the moon. You know it's Rosh Chodesh. There's a Cheshbon in the calendar. Everybody knows the calendar equally. The Teretz says, the place where they used to know when Rosh Chodesh is when they were Mekadesh Al-Piriya, when the Eidim would come and say they saw the moon, there are places which we know about Rosh Chodesh, where the Shluchim could reach, and there are places where they don't know. But he was in the time they were Mekadesh Al-Piriya. So where was he? If he was in a place where the Shluchim came, so this place, he don't get 2 days. Elamai, he went to a place where the Shluchim don't get to, so how did he know? As I affect the Marashah, it says, V'yesh liyash. The Gilyan Ashas, on the side of the Gemara B'Kedega, says, very simple answer. He says, there were places where in Nisan, the Shluchim would get there, but in Tishrei, they wouldn't. How come in Nisan, they get further than in Tishrei, because in Tishrei, you have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in the way. You can't travel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so the Shluchim didn't get as far as they would get in Nisan. So let's say you have a place where every Nisan, the Shluchim get there in time for Pesach, it takes them 2 weeks to get there, if there's no Yom Tevim, and they get there in time for Pesach. But in Tishrei, since the Yom Tevim, so they don't have the full 2 weeks, they don't get there. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, those places have to keep 2 days, even in Nisan. Once you're keeping 2 days in Tishrei, you have to also keep 2 days in Nisan. It goes as a package. It's one package to keep 2 days. As I stated, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, so this was the case. Rav Safra was in a place where the Shluchim came both by Nisan and by Tishrei. It was in Eretz Yisrael. He went to a place, that place, he went to Nisan. So that place he knew when Rosh Chodesh was because the Shluchim Nisan made it. But they keep 2 days because the Shluchim Tishrei don't make it. So then the halacha is, since he's not going to stay there, he only has to keep a B'yishuv and not a Midbar. Azoi Zok Yabbi Kivega, and Azoi Zok the Pnei Yeshua, and the Chedush Aran. But the Achrayim point out, it's really a Taisis. It's a Taisis Sukkot Avim Gimel Mer Aleph, and Shigel Shver, both the Marsha and the Yabbi Kivega and the Pnei Yeshua all discuss this Shailah. And they don't mention Taisa Sukkot Avim Gimel Mer Aleph. It says that's like a place where the Shluchei Nisan would reach and the Shluchei Tishrei don't. And Pnei Yeshua says another teretz, and he says it's more mistaken, this is what Taisus meant. That, like Taisus said before, he knows the Seder Iber. He doesn't need Shluchim. He knows what's going on. If you know the calculations of the moon, you're going to know when the moon is visible. You're going to know when it's Rosh Chodesh. The thing is, that alone is not enough. The halacha is that since most people don't know that, the halacha is that unless you hear from the Shluchim when Rosh Chodesh is, you keep 2 days. But if Safra, we know when Rosh Chodesh is. I mean, he wasn't from a place which has to keep 2 days. So he doesn't have that chumrah either. That's a pshat. He says, that's one mistake in Taisus. Well, Kabbalim, either pshat is good. That's mentioned because the Milchus Chinuch asks a question on the next Gemara. It says, Rav Nosson Bar Assi went from Beirav to Pumbedisa on Yantiv Sheni Shel Atzeres. He went from Yeshiva to Pumbedisa on the Sheni Shel Atzeres, and the question was, what type of Einish did they give him? Did they give him Malchus? Did they give him, put him in Chayim, give him a Shamta? That was the Shaila. So, Fakti Milchus Chinuch, Rav Nosson Bar Assi was still in the days of Mekadosh Al Piriyah. The Rambam says they were Mekadosh Al Piriyah, they didn't make the set calendar, they went with the Edom whenever the Edom saw the moon, until the days of Abaya and Rav. Here we're dealing with Rav Yosef, the early days of Abaya, they still were Mekadosh Al Piriyah. So what's if Shani went from Beirav to Pabedisa? How did he know which day was Yom Tov? He was Mechal Yom Tov, Misafi, that's not Shai. Mechal Yom Tov Sheni. Wasn't Mechal Yom Tov. So he says he had to say the same type of teretz that was saying, that the Shluchei Nisan came, but not the Shluchei Tishrei. So it was only a gzeira of Yom Tov Sheni. He really knew when Yom Tov was. Now the Chai, you don't even have to say that. It says it's Yom Tov Sheni Shalat Seres, or Shavuos. By Shavuos, everybody knows when Yom Tov is. That's Mavur in the Rambam. Because you only don't know that month when they made Rosh Chodesh. But 2 months ago, you know. That already everybody finds out. So the thing is, Shavuos doesn't depend when they were Mekadosh Chodesh Sivan. Shavuos is always the fixed day, 50 days after Pesach. It's always the 49th, 50th day of the Omer. So Mamela, as long as you know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is, and it's Shavuos, everybody knows by the time Shavuos came around when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is. So it's only a takana to keep 2 days. Why? Because the other Yom Tov you don't know. So that's why Shavuos also you have to keep 2 days. But that's the thing. So, but the Milchus Chinuch wanted to know, Ibazai. So what was the Raya put him in Chayiv? The Gemara brought that Rava Shmuel Damit Tavayim and Adon Al Shnei Yom Tovim Shogalis. You make a Chayiv on Shnei Yom Tovim Shogalis. It's Rava Shmuel with times of Mekadosh Al Piriyah. So what was Shnei Yom Tovim Shogalis for them? An Emes HaSafik. And if Nasa Vashi wasn't an Emes HaSafik, obviously he wouldn't have been Mechal Yom Tovim HaSafik. If Shadav was a Shavuos, it was Magia Shluch HaNisan. He knew which day it was. So what's the Raya? Rav Shmuel was with his real suffix. And if Nasa Vashi is by Yom Tov Sheni. So Chayit Teretz is the same Teretz. Shmuel himself said in Rosh Hashanah Dav Chaf Mabeis, Yichum L'Sekuni L'Chol Bnei HaGoyla. I could figure out for the whole bubble when Rosh Chodesh is. They could keep my calendar. I could figure it out. Navas is Alacha. Not everyone can figure it out. So we keep 2 days because we wait for the Shluchim to come. If the Shluchim don't come, we keep 2 days. But the pshat is that Rav and Shmuel weren't saying when it's a suffix. They weren't talking about when it's a deraisa, when it's a suffix deraisa. They were talking about the din of Shnei Yom Tovim Shogalis, the kind of Shnei Yom Tovim Shogalis. How do they know when the real Yom Tov is? They figured it out. You have in the Gemara that Yechil Netchul Lechol Degel, you can figure it out. The Gemara also in Beit, Avdalam and Beis, Rabbi Zeir says that in the Bekin, the Kviyah, the Yachav, in the Shnei Yom Tovim. We know the Kviyah, the Yachav, we still do two Yom Tovim. Zeir is before Bayan Rabbah. Rashi there says he knew it because he could figure out the cheshbon of the Meiland. So you see there's such a thing as figuring it out even the time the Mekadosh Al Piriyah, and that's what the Gemara is discussing.